Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In one moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins out at the end of the Tenacombe towboat dock, where, for the second time in recent days, a startling event has occurred. First, it was the diving lesson, which had ended in Tim's finding the plates used to print counterfeit money. And now, in answer to a call for the fire department rescue company, they have joined the police in time to help identify a man seemingly drowned in the same spot. Now, if you've forgotten who this man was and why he's so important to Fireman Tim Collins, we'll bring you up to date in just 1 minute. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the scene of action just before the big surprise occurred and right after Chief Cody and Tim Collins had found Private Mushnowski of the Fire Department Rescue Company, the man they believe wrongly suspected of having a connection with a counterfeit gang. But that Detective Sergeant McGurk believes no such thing is evident when he says angrily,
"So you've shown up at last, Mushnowski. I don't mind telling you, you're in a bad spot."
Have it your way, Sergeant. I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for the chief and for Tim.
Mush had nothing to do with those counterfeiters, Sergeant.
Look, Collins, the police had a tail on his cousin Stanislaus the night he started out to deliver those plates to the plant where they're printing that phony money.
But what's that got to do with Private Mushnowski, McGurk?
Just this, Chief Cody. We never found the plant because this smoke eater's cousin gave us the slip. And we know he threw the plates into the water next to the dock.
Where Tim and I found them. Does that automatically make me connected with this?
It might. You might have been going to return those plates to your cousin. Now, can you prove you weren't?
No. Not unless I find Stanislaus.
Fat chance of that. He's taking it on the lam.
McGurk, they don't come any fairer or squarer than you. I want you to hear the whole story.
I want to, Cody. And I'm sorry he's in your department because it looks bad. Right now, the police launch is docking, and I've got to take a look at the guy they fished out of the water.
All right. We'll lend you a hand getting the fellow off and onto the dock. The deck is level with us now, Tim.
All right, Chief. I'll hop aboard. I'll lift him off to you.
It's too dark to see what we're doing. You on the launch. Turn that searchlight on us, will you?
Okay.
That's better, Sergeant. Let me give you a hand lifting him off, Tim.
All right. Yes, sir.
That poor fellow sure looks a goner.
Careful now.
Yeah.
All right. Boy. Set him down in the light.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now let's...
Well, how do you like that? Take a look, Mushnowski.
Yeah. I am.
Hey, what's the matter, Mush? You look like you'd seen a ghost.
He has, in a way. He's recognized his cousin Stanislaus. For that matter, so have I.
Any pulse? Is he breathing?
No, Chief, he isn't. If your man, Private Mushnowski, had any idea his cousin would clear him of suspicion, he can forget it right now.
He's dead.
Oh, gosh, of all the tough breaks, Mush.
Do you two men belong to a rescue company or don't you?
Oh, holy smoke, the chief is right, Mush. We're not beaten yet.
That's right. What are we thinking of? Artificial respiration, of course, Chief. Leave that to me.
I'll get the inhalator from the truck.
Just what are you men up to, Chief Cody?
Well, the police and fire departments have been thrown together on this, Sergeant. Little cooperation, huh?
Of course, but this man's finished. He's dead.
I didn't hear a doctor say that, McGurk. And there may be a spark of life yet. Your launch brought him in. Maybe our equipment can bring him around.
Is that the inhalator Collins is bringing out here in that case he's carrying?
Yes, sir. That's standard rescue equipment.
In that case, Mushnowski, why are you wasting your time on your knees giving your cousin artificial respiration?
If he was breathing, the inhalator might be enough, but he isn't, so we'll give him the works.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, Sergeant, it's mighty important to me how this comes out.
Maybe he won't back up your story, even if he lives.
Here's the HH job, Chief.
All right, break it out, Tim. You're the senior rescue squad man here, Private Mushnowski. You take over.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate that.
I've got the carbogen cylinder out, mask, breathing bag. You want to take over, Mush?
I'll keep on with the respiration, Tim. Open one cylinder valve.
Right.
Now the valve between the cylinder and the pressure gauge.
Got it. Check.
Make sure that gauge is indicating pressure.
Okay, turn the pointer on the gauge back to 10.
Yes, sir. All set.
Attaboy. You ready to inflate the cushion now, Tim?
Yep.
Then place the rubber mask over his mouth and nose.
Where are you going, Chief? I better send the truck back to quarters for the next call. Then I'll check up for myself. And if everything's quiet, I'll have a cup of coffee. Will you join me?
Well, I've got to be here if and when the racketeer comes too, Chief. I sort of thought you'd hang around yourself.
Tim and his buddy may be on the job several hours from now.
It's somewhat later when the fire chief and the sergeant of detectives return to the towboat dock. As they walk out, McGurk says,
"Those boys of yours from the rescue squad are still working over that mug. You can see them in the glare of the searchlight."
"I told you they would be. Doesn't that prove Mushnowski isn't mixed up in his cousin's racket?"
"I don't get it, Chief."
"Well, do you think he'd be so anxious to save that man's life if it would tie him to a gang of counterfeiters?"
"Well, I see what you mean. But just the same, Cody, the record shows Mushnowski some years ago worked for a carnival where he palmed off his counterfeit dough on the customers."
"I told you he never had the slightest idea it wasn't the real stuff, Sergeant."
"I can't take his word for that."
"But it was that cousin of his, Stanislaus, who tricked him into it. Now, would you believe him?"
"I don't know. First, he has to be alive."
"Listen, Mushnowski has one of the best records in the department. It's a shame to ruin his career because a relative joined up with a bunch of crooks."
"From here, it looks like his relative has joined his ancestor."
"They won't believe it. They've got to pull him through. How are you coming, Mushnowski?"
"We got the break of a lifetime, Chief. When we went to work on Stan a few minutes ago..."
"What are you talking about? It was over an hour ago."
"Oh, Mush and I lost all track of time, Sergeant. But you and the Chief take a look at that breathing bag. How's that?"
"Well, well, well. Kneel down and take a look, McGurk."
"What's that? This balloon-like bag?"
"Yeah, well... yeah, this fellow's breathing all right. Nice work, boy."
"You mean every time it sort of fills up and then collapses?"
"Yeah, that's a breath, sir. He'll be around in no time."
"Keep your mind on your work, Hooksy. It's increasing a little. Open the low pressure valve just a bit more."
"I got you, Mike."
"Don't look so puzzled, McGurk. They're simply increasing the flow of carbogen from the cylinder to keep that breathing bag from collapsing each time that the fellow breathes."
"Well, that explains everything. I didn't know you had to be a scientist to join the fire department."
"Well, it helps, especially in rescue."
"Watch it, Tim. I think this is it."
"Huh?"
"Yeah. Yeah, quick, get that rubber mask off his face.
Chip. All right. Easy does it now, boy. Easy does it.
Slow now, Stan. Breathe deep. Deep but easy. Slow and easy. I don't worry about anything. It's me, Mush, your cousin, Stan."
"Mush, what are you doing here?"
"It's my job, Stan. We thought you were a dead duck. You came plenty close to being drowned."
"Yeah. Now I remember. Ah, thanks, Mush. Thanks, kid."
"Is he okay? Can I talk to him?"
"Stan, this is Sergeant McGurk. He's..."
"Yeah, I know. We meet again, huh, Flatfoot?"
"I've been hoping we would, Mushnowski, after you gave my men the slip the other night.
Ask him whether his cousin was mixed up with this gang, McGurk."
"What's the fire department doing here?"
"Never mind that. I want a few straight answers, Stan. We know you never delivered those plates for printing counterfeit money to that hidden plant."
"That's right, copper. They're in the water under the stock."
"You're wrong. They were fished out by your cousin and Tim Collins. They're locked up at headquarters this minute."
"That right, Mush?"
"That's right, Stan. Tim was making his first underwater dive. The chief was experimenting with a new magnet, and we picked up the plates that you threw in there."
"Good for you, kid. I'm glad you did."
"You're glad? What kind of talk is that from you?"
"Listen, McGurk, you know me. Strictly small time. I never was mixed up in nothing big, no killings."
"That's right, Stan. You weren't.
And I ain't gonna be now. Especially my own."
"You mean that gang tried to kill you?"
"Yeah, Mush, they didn't believe I ditched the plates. They said I double-crossed them. It was going to bump me off."
"But you did come back here to recover them."
"Sure, I brought a grappling hook. I was going to turn them into you, copper, in return for police protection. But the dude followed me here, slugged me and threw me to the fish."
"Dude Martin? Is he the big shot behind the counterfeiters?"
"Nah, but he's the only one who knows who is."
I don't like to interrupt police business, Sergeant, but I'm still waiting to hear Private Mushnowski was not mixed up in...
"Is this guy crazy? Mush never had no part in any of this."
"I'd like to believe you, Stan. In fact, I'd like to believe your whole story,
Listen,
but..."
"Copper, I'll prove every word I say."
"How?"
"I'll tell you where the plant is, where they print that phony dough. You make a raid. Talk with the dude."
"It certainly would go a lot easier with you, Stan, if you'd talk, and then I'd know I could believe what you say about Mush here. Only, well, you know what they say about the dude."
"Ah, yeah. I forgot. Dead men don't talk."
"Well, that sounds kind of ridiculous to me, Sergeant. This gangster's obviously alive. You know how to conduct a raid. You can capture him, see that he talks."
"We'll make the raid, Chief, because we have to. But it's bound to fail. For me, because I won't learn who the big shot is. For you, because we still won't know if Stan is telling the truth about his cousin, Private Mushnowski."
"Oh, but, Sergeant, that just doesn't make sense."
"Yes, it does, Tim.
You see, this dude Martin is one man who can't be taken alive.
The three men from the fire department look at each other in bewilderment. What is the mystery behind the detective's words? If you want to find out the answer with Chief Cody, Rookie Fireman Tim Collins, and Private Mushnowski, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. Now, in just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will be back to give you boys and girls your special assignment. But first, a message. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with what you might call a special Saturday night assignment. Of course, I'm only joking, but I put it that way because it has to do with taking a bath. If you want to avoid danger of shock, never touch a metal electric switch, outlet, or appliance while you're in that bath water. That's a warning that may save the rescue company a trip to your house. So don't forget. Well, that's all for now. Until next time, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go! Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.